Hey, welcome back to the How to Podcast series. It's the Daily Dave, you know, a guy named Dave who has a podcast all about podcasting. A nicer, kinder, gentler Dave who has a show about podcasting. And I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for being here. We are going to talk a little bit about your experience as a guest on podcasts and some words of caution to you as the host of an interview podcast. I want you to stop doing some things because you're really starting to frustrate your guests. So please take this to heart and rethink your strategy if this is you as a host of an interview podcast, because I just got off a pre-interview with a future guest of my Living the Next Chapter podcast, the author podcast, where I bring on authors and share their journey. They shared with me two examples of what you as a podcast host are doing wrong. And you almost made this person quit guesting. And I want to give you a word of caution. Okay, you can choose to listen and follow through on this. You can choose to completely ignore my thoughts on this. But I want you to know the impact you're having by doing these two things to your guest. I don't think it's a good experience for them. So here we go. Thanks for being here. Howtopodcast.ca is a website. Let's get into this. Are you ready? So I just met with a great author, and she said, I came to this time with you today in a pre-interview thinking I'm a little guarded because the last two experiences I've had with podcasters has not been good. This is a new guest to podcasting. I am now her third opportunity to be on a show, and the other two opportunities were not that great. So she was like, I'll give it one more try and see if every podcaster is the same, because maybe guesting is not for me and not for my book. And even though I'm told I should be on podcasts, I'm not having a great experience. So we spent more time talking about her experiences and how podcasting should be than we did talking about her book. But I'm looking forward to having her on my podcast. Now, here's what happened. Podcaster number one that she met with, they basically had her on their show as a guest so they could sell her their program, their course, their whatever, their membership. It was a way, it was a sales funnel disguised as a podcast interview. And I got so angry inside as I listened to this amazing, kind person explain how she came on a pre-interview call and it was just a gigantic commercial for the host of the show. If that's you, I want you to understand something. In that moment, you're being quite selfish. Here is somebody that's written a book, wanting to get on podcasts and share their story. And they come to you and all you want to do is sell them your program. I understand that you need to make money to pay your bills, and a program is a great thing to do. But this whole thing of pay to play makes me very uncomfortable in podcasting. I know there's many people who do it. And again, if that's you and it's working for you, just a word of caution that sometimes newer guests don't understand your method and how you're doing your podcast. And they feel a little bit like a bait and switch. Hi, I'm looking for a guest to come on my show. I respond and say, yes, I'd like to be a guest. And then I meet you. And then all you do is hit me with your commercials and want me to buy something for you, from you, so that I can be on your show. That is a really bad feeling in the pit of my stomach. If you're doing that, I would love for you to stop or do it a different way. Don't use the podcast as a disguise hiding your funnel, because that's not fun. And I explained to this guest today, just now, as I sparked this podcast episode, I explained to her that I don't have any commercials in my podcast. I have no sponsors. I don't have any breaks in our conversation where I go off and talk about my program, my course, my whatever. And you're like, well, Dave, you're missing out on that. You're missing out on opportunities to sell your audience. Well, that's not my show. I have a thing called a job, and that pays for my bills. And that's how I do my show. Again, it's how I do my show. It may not be how you do your show, but I'm just telling you the impact you're having on potential guests. You might be shooting yourself in the foot here and maybe not having the great quality guests you want on your show because you're using it as a sales funnel. So that's the first one. If you're doing that, it might not be as impactful and effective with your guests and potential new clients as you bait and switch them with an interview that turns into a sales conversation. Okay, so keep that in mind. The other second one was, she went on a podcast, did all this stuff, and nothing came out. There was no feedback from the host. There was no response about when the release date would be for the episode. Here's a new author with a small audience looking to promote your podcast and their appearance on your show. And the host, so she emails the host and says, hi, hey, just checking in. Had a great talk with you on your podcast. I'd love to share it with my audience. Can you tell me the release date? When is it going to be available so I can share it? And the host eventually got back to them and basically said, did you pay to come on my show? Just a question. Did you pay? And the guest was like, I didn't know. There was no transaction financially, but I was supposed to pay. Like, what? And the host said, that's a question I need to know because I have a bunch of people who have already prepaid me for their episodes and you haven't. So I'm going to have to move you to the back of the list. Wait, what? Really? Okay, if that's you right now, and that's how you do your podcast, where you honor the people who give you money over the people who don't, can you please stop doing that? I don't understand how you make your guest a second-class guest. How you rate and rank them if they've given you money or not, and giving them the opportunity to bump themselves up your list by paying you cash to get their episode out sooner. Excuse me. What a commentary to your guest on how you do your podcast. I'm telling you that the impact to this new podcast guest was she wanted to give up. Frustration after frustration, she comes to me as her third podcast opportunity now. Her guard is up. She's like, okay, I mean, this guy's going to either sell me something, this is a gigantic commercial, or I'm going to have to pay him to get my episode out. Is that what we want for our guests? Do we want them to respond to our guest request thinking it's a facade for a sales funnel or a way to make money? Is that what you think? Is that a good experience for guests? And if you're going to do these things, I think you need to tell your audience that you do that to your guests. You need to tell your audience that if you're charging your guests money to have their episode go out earlier than others, that you need to say, this episode was sponsored by my guest. They paid me money to do this, and you need to know that. And then stop asking for donations for your podcast because you're charging your guests. Then don't turn around and ask me to give you money through your Buy Me a Coffee. No. You have commercials. It's you. You are selling a product, charging your guests, and then not telling your audience that you're doing it. Wow. I think we as podcasters can be better. Now, I know this episode's not going to land with everyone. It's not going to have an impact on the industry. I understand that. People are going to do whatever they would do. But I'm talking to you and saying, when you set up your podcast interview process and how you interact with guests, please be upfront. Let them know before they sit on camera with you and find out in the moment that this is not an interview. This is a sales discussion. Let them know that if they want their episode to go live, they have to pay before you have time with them, before they invest time on your podcast as a guest. Let them know that you honor paid guests more than non-paid guests. They need to know up front. Don't you hide this information from them and give them an out to say, you know what? I'm not interested in your sales funnel. I'm not interested in paying to be a guest. Let them out Let them leave. Don't trap your guest in some kind of weird arrangement. It really bothers me. Podcasting is not here to make you $1 million. Podcasting here is all about sharing stories, building community, loving and helping others. It's not about you becoming famous and rich. Please, treat your guests with respect. I just talked to someone who was treated poorly by you, a podcast host, on your show. And I'm telling you, this woman was not impressed. And I had to spend an hour reprogramming and helping her understand how podcasting should be. And she was wiping her tears from her eyes in our pre-interview. Because of what you're doing as a podcast host, please reconsider, please rethink how you're doing this. Because it's having an impact on your guests, and it's having an impact on your show, your community, and the future of your podcast by treating your guests in this manner. And I'm asking you kindly to reconsider how you treat your guests. Please. Autopodcast.ca, if you're a frustrated guest and you're looking to get on great podcasts, I know some amazing podcasters who do not charge you money and would love to meet you. Reach out to me and I'll make it happen. Okay? Howtopodcast.ca. To you, the host of the show, rethink your focus, your how you monetize, rethink how you talk to people, and do your best to elevate and not frustrate your guests going forward. Thanks for listening. We'll talk soon.